Welcome to the Vancouver Real Estate Show, where you'll discover the secrets to growing wealth through real estate investing. Join author and Vancouver real estate expert, Gary Wong, as he charts the course for you to follow as you build your own net worth through real estate investing.
I actually tell my clients to make offers on overpriced listings. Why? Can anybody think about why I would tell my clients to make offers on overpriced listings?
No competition.
Smart. Smart, 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 smart. Okay, so because well-priced and underpriced listings, there's multiple offers, everybody's going for them, then the overpriced listing, I wonder what the seller's thinking. Oh, it's been on the market for like X number of months, nobody's here, and then you come in with a low offer, and then they're like, well, you know, I haven't gotten anything, no, not even showings, so I guess I'll entertain this one. And then what I see, so I watch the market like regularly, daily and stuff like that, and I see like, so I saw this listing, like many listings, super overpriced, but suddenly when it sells, it sells underpriced. And I was like, huh. So that made me think of the strategy. It's like, because people see the overpriced listing, and then most people shy away, but the smart guys, they write an offer anyways, and they just try their luck. You know, they try their luck. Maybe they'll get lucky, and because the seller might be more motivated now because it's been on the market for X number of months and less competition, and then maybe their motivation changes. And before they're willing to lower their price, somebody comes in with an offer. So don't be afraid of overpriced listings. That's what I want to say about that.
Thanks for listening to the Vancouver Real Estate Show. If you like the show, don't forget to hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. Download the next show to learn more about real estate, money, and success.